Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, for those that called in the first hour, I apologize. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I get caught up in content. I'm feeding the flock. Work with me, yeah? 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to check me out online. Bradley Dean, two different pages, one fan page, one personal. Like them both, please. And you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And again, if you'd like to go online and check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Last hour we were talking about Saul Alinsky, master to Barack Hussein Obama. And we were talking about how he does not, again, have the rights to overthrow constitutional law, friends. He does not have the rights. Matter of fact, we're to overthrow them that overthrow the Constitution, said Abraham Lincoln. And here we are in America trying to figure out what the problem is, and I always revert back to the same, well, it's not an argument, but the fact. And we need to keep in mind, friends, that facts are stubborn things. Because the truth isn't going to change to appease our carnality. The truth isn't going to change, friends. Right is always going to be right, and wrong is always going to be wrong. And don't ever forget that. Matter of fact, we the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. I love that. Right on. Just saying. Cool. Dig. Savvy. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution, said Abraham Lincoln. I want to say that one more time. We the people, when I read the Declaration of Independence, I can see clearly governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That would be we the people. Oh, this is healthy, friends. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said. Those that fear the government, there's tyranny. I'm sorry. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. But when the government fears the people, there's liberty. And that's healthy. That's how it's supposed to be. But what happens when we come to a crossroad that America is now at today? Well, we the people are the rightful masters of both Congress, that is our voice, and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. Folks, that is the Declaration of Independence. Well, in course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. This is the document that Thomas Jefferson authored. These are the guys, our founding forefathers, that I know of off the top of my head. Ben Franklin, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson. Either they're going to be ruled by God or going to be ruled by tyrants. They're calling for a separation. Why? Because they chose God. Righteousness and judgment. They chose peace. They chose to be ruled by law. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, not murder, liberty, not bondage, and the pursuit of happiness, not misery. That to secure these rights, not privileges, governments are instituted among men, Exodus 18:21, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, we the people, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new governments, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing it in powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety, not danger, and happiness, again, not their misery. Prudence, wisdom in the way of caution, indeed will dictate the governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, not transferable, friends. They can't change the foundation, friends. It's like the Medes and the Persians. The laws are forever set. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more, listen carefully, disposed, inclined to suffer, allow, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. In other words, instead of righting the wrongs, you suffer their abuses. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object invents a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, tyranny, friends, those that think that they are all-knowing and all-powerful, they think themselves to be gods, they're demigods. Folks, our forefathers said to you, it is your right, it is your duty to throw off such governments, lawfully and peacefully. I ask the question again because I know I have new listeners daily. Who's the rebel? Huh? Who's the rebel? The one obeying the laws or the one violating the laws? What, because a cop? If a cop is corrupt just because he has a badge, does that make him a good cop? No. If he violates the law, there's no worse men than those that have been put in a position where they've been trusted by the people, a bunch of Benedict Arnolds. A bunch of Barack Hussein Obamas, a bunch of George W. Bushes, a bunch of Bill Clintons, a bunch of George H. Bush. Yeah, that's what I said. You heard me right. During the first hour, I said that George Bush Sr. said over 212 times, I believe it's 212, correct me if I'm wrong, it may be 202, he called for a new world order over 202 or 212 times from the presidential pulpit. He said, out of chaos can we create a new world order. So therefore, who's creating the chaos? Governments are. Friends, I say that we take all these corrupt politicians and throw them in a cage match. Instead of millions of innocent people dying in the process of their criminality and their crimes against we the people throughout the earth, let's throw them in a cage. Let them fight it out. And let's say, we're not going to show any mercy to you. See, because the mercies of the wicked are cruel. And folks, these people are cruel. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Oh!
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Abraham Lincoln again. Listen to what Abraham Lincoln said. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. I laid to your candor. I asked you the question. Who's the rebel? Those that are overthrowing the Constitution. That's who's rebelling against the laws of our constitutional republic. If they're violating the law, you know, we have something in America that's called a citizen's arrest. If someone's breaking the law, we can make a citizen's arrest. And we call the police and the police show up and they do what they do. They arrest them. Well, how do we do that with those that are in Congress that are violating the law? Well, let's go back just a couple months to what took place in the state of Colorado with those two Democratic senators. The people did a recall, and they had them both removed. Folks, the power is within the hands of the people. This is the president of the United States, and who, by the way, would have knew better than Abraham Lincoln? We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. You're not breaking the law. You're not doing anything wrong when you're demanding the removal of them that representing you, that are representing you, that are doing the wrong. You're not doing anything wrong by bringing forth a recall or to bring forth an impeachment of those that are violating the constitutional republic. See, and this is where the state-run media comes in and demonizes anybody that speaks out. Well, then what they do is they immediately try to divide the people. But we don't care about that. Because we don't have a reputation to protect, right? That's God's business. Jesus didn't make himself of a reputation or one of a reputation. No, he did not. Neither did David. That was God's business, and God took care of business. We're still talking about the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings today, aren't we? His name is Jesus Christ. The name above all names. I just want you to understand, folks, when I'm reading the Declaration of Independence, I just got off on kind of a little bit of a tangent here, a little bunny trail, that when you read the Declaration of Independence, just bringing it into context, folks, what I read all the way up to the point that I read it, there was one more sentence right after that. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, overthrowing the voice of the people, all having in direct object the establishment of absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. Folks, usurpation after usurpation after usurpation after usurpation after usurpation after usurpation. After violation, after violation, after violation of English common law, after violation, after violation. And then after all of these usurpations, as a matter of fact, the last sentence concerning their last violation, his usurpations, they said, our forefathers wrote, he has excited domestic insurrection amongst us, divide and conquer. He tried to create inward turmoil, divide and conquer, and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. Wow, that sounds familiar. During the first hour, I was talking about September 11th and how we were inundated, these American people, with radical Muslims who supposedly dropped the two towers, right? That's what we've been told. Now all of a sudden we're finding out that we're the terrorists. And now we're finding out that the one that we were told were the terrorists for 10 and 12 years, radical Muslims, now the President of the United States is now entertaining Muslims within the White House, your White House, by the way, friends. Hey, just saying. Just saying. Hey, just saying what everybody else is willing to go ahead and dance around. Hey, friends, the elephant has been in the middle of the living room long enough. He is stealing your money. And he is, this administration is, friends, supporting America's sworn enemies, radical Muslims. You've been duped, friends. You're not going to get MSNBC to call him out for who he is. No way. Because they're his little master puppet. Or CNN. By the way, CNN's content is paid by and paid for by Obama's administration. And foreign countries pay for CNN's content, said Amber Lyon. No, folks. Six corporations own the state-run media. They're deriving all their information from the same devil. That's why you're getting the same stories through the devil's little minions. The prince of the power of the air, you know, scripture. At the very end of the Declaration of Independence, it says, in every stages of these oppressions, said our forefathers, is this where you're at today? Yep. We have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. Yep. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress, assembled appealing to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude, conformity to the truth, of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United States colonies are, and of a right ought to be, free and independent states. Now, their freedom was not licentiousness. Their freedom was in the confines of God's moral law, because that's who they were, what did they say? Appealing to the supreme judge of the world. So whose law, whose government were they willing to submit to? Whose power were they waiting upon to throw off a tyrant? The supreme judge of the world. For the rectitude, the conformity of the truth of his moral law, for the intentions of the men that God created that were in conformity to God's moral law through Jesus Christ. Do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that the United Colonies are and of a right ought to be free and independent states. Free of what? Free of tyrants. Free of tyranny. Free of the lawless ones. Are you starting to get this? Isn't that what our military fights against? Tyranny, lawless ones, sons of Belial. that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that is free and independent states. They have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of a right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on, listen again, here we go again, friends. Wow! How do you get across this one? I mean, folks, for these people in this country that are denying our foundations, you could transport them to the sun and they wouldn't see it. And for the support of the Declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Yep. Interesting, interesting, interesting. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. Let me take it a step further. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress. Okay? Now, some of these libertines out there, you need to understand something. It means without restraint to law. Some of you libertarians out there, you dope-smoking hippies, that you want government to look just like you. You have no more of a right to demand your opinion on Congress violating the laws if you yourself are violating laws. Until you come back to the absolute foundation of what God's law commands us to do, you are in the same lot that you complain about. You Democrats, same thing. You Republicans, you Democrats will like this. For those that have been foolish enough to believe that we have a how many system party when we have one constitution? Remember Benjamin Rust, the signer of the Declaration of Independence? He said, I'm not an aristocrat. He said, I'm not a Democrat. He said, I'm a Christocrat. Amen. Hallelujah. I did a little study on the Republican Party. And folks, you want to talk about vile? The pedophilia involved, the sexual crimes involved were horrendous. See, the Democrats, because the American people have fallen for the fact that they're a law unto themselves, they do everything that they do in the light of day because you're foolish enough, some of you people out there, to believe that they actually have the right to break the law. And then the Republicans, they just know how to better put on a better face, that's all. But when you pull the curtain back on these people, folks, I'm telling you what, they are corrupt to the core. Yeah? How many laws do they need to break before you figure out that they're criminal? You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Okay, we just had Carrie call in and ask us, Bradley, how do we actually take our government back? And then I said impeachment, and I had brought you back to the two senators in Colorado who were recently recalled, and both of them folks were given the boot because they basically thought that they were the law unto themselves and they were going to do away with the Second Amendment or violate Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. The people in that state did a wonderful job, and they removed both of them. Impeachment is a formal process in which an official is accused of unlawful activity. The President of the United States, those in government do not have a right to violate our laws. And it's not complicated. The outcome of which, depending on the country, may include the removal of that official from office as well as criminal or civil punishment. By the way, you can get both. The procedure has, over time, become rarely used as some legal authorities consider to be probably obsolete. Of course, obsolete is only used by those that are being accused of the crime because they want to make nothing out of their crimes that they committed against we the people. They want you to believe that it's not an option. You simply bring forth an act of Congress, by the way, for those that did not know. Just recently, I believe there was 413. Just hold on. Hang on a second here, friends. It's got all these things coming to my mind right now that I've glossed over. And just the last day here, because I'm constantly loading up my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, by the way, Bradley Dean. And it's my understanding that there are 400 and some in Congress right now that have been delivered. Okay, I'm sorry, here it is. All 435 House members received a book calling for Obama's impeachment. Again, all 435 House members receive book calling for Obama's impeachment. I hope you're listening to me, Carrie. All 435 House members received book calling for Obama's impeachment. Republican Texas Representative Steve Stockman arranged to have a book calling for President Obama's impeachment hand-delivered to all 435 members of the House of Representatives. This is called speaking the truth to power, friends. This is called taking responsibility for your country. This man... Folks, when you look at the narcissism, the arrogance, to blatantly, you got to ask yourself, who stands behind this man? I can tell you, probably the same people that stood behind Adolf Hitler in a different time. Nobody. It's all being perpetuated through deception. That's how, folks, on that final day, we're going to look at the enemies of our souls. To those that have been duped because they love not the truth. They had not a love of the truth, as it talks about in the book of Thessalonians. And we're going to look at him, some are, and they're going to say it was him who deceived the nations. That's all the enemy does, friends, is lie. Folks, people perish because they refuse to love the truth. They perish because they did not accept the love of the truth in order to be saved. See, people that like different versions of the truth, I don't know how can you ever walk a straight line? A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. The truth is the truth, regardless if you like it or not. Mark Twain said, it's not the scriptures that I don't know that I have a problem with. It's the ones that I do know. Folks, that's bearing your cross. Here, this is how you do it. It's really simple. Take the Bible, put it up on the counter. Wipe off all the dust, friends, for those that don't read the Bible. Put it on top of your head and look up to heaven and say, Lord, you're right and I'm wrong, and put your face to the ground. You're right and I'm wrong. That's repentance. And live accordingly. If it's true repentance, you will live accordingly. You're right and I'm wrong. You're right and I'm wrong. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Right is right and will always be right. Even if everybody's against it, it doesn't matter. But going back to the phone call that we just received off air, friends, all 435 House members received book calling for Obama's impeachment. It's up to the people. And I just want to reiterate this before I get over to the Mayflower Compact, which is only showing you the magnanimity of the God that gave us our country through much sacrifice. He doesn't have the right to do what he's doing. Nobody in government has a right to break the law. Nobody does. And you have the power to impeach. Folks, you also have the power to remove federal judges. Oh, they're appointed for life. No. They're not. That's what you've been told. I shared yesterday that Machiavelli was destroyed. In other words, this administration.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Way is the first cold temperature processed 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
So we're talking about the Matrix of Liberty on the Sons of Liberty here. And right before that last break, each was carved from a solid block of granite, poised in the sitting position upon chairs with a high relief on either side of minor characteristics. Now listen carefully. Namely to our caller that just called in a couple minutes ago. Under liberty stands tyranny overthrown. So where there's liberty, tyranny is overthrown. Not tyranny overthrowing liberty. Talking about the Matrix of Liberty in Plymouth, Massachusetts. So under liberty stands tyranny overthrown and peace under morality. Oh, I love it. Oh, woo! Listen, liberty stands where tyranny is overthrown and peace. Under morality stand prophet and evangelist. Under law stand justice and mercy. And under education are youth and wisdom. Oh, don't shout me down. Under liberty stands tyranny overthrown. Let me say it again. So where there's liberty, tyranny is overthrown, not tyranny overthrowing liberty. So where you're losing your liberty, it's because tyranny has a high hand. So to overthrow tyranny is to establish liberty and peace. But how does it come? It comes under morality and then stands in this matrix, which is in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Is morality and prophet and evangelist under law stand justice and mercy under education are youth and wisdom. On the face of the buttresses beneath these figures are high reliefs in marble. representing scenes from pilgrim history under freedom is landing, under morality is the embarkation, under law is treaty, and under education is compact. So upon the four faces of the Matrix of Liberty in Plymouth, Massachusetts, of the main pedestal are large panels for records. The front panel is inscribed as follows: National Monument to the Fathers, erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labors, sacrifices, and sufferings for the cause of civil and religious liberty. Folks, under liberty stands tyranny overthrown. If you want liberty, then you overthrow tyranny. So upon the four faces of the main pedestal are large panels for records. Listen again. The front panel is inscribed and follows: National Monument to the Forefathers, erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labors, sacrifice, and sufferings for the cause of civil and religious liberty. The right and left panels contain the names of those who offer in the Mayflower. The rear panel, which was not engraved until recently, contains a quote from Governor William Bradford's famous history of Plymouth Plantation. Here it is. Thus, out of small beginnings, greater things have been produced by his hand, speaking that of God, that made all things of nothing, and gives being to all things that are. And as one small candle may light a thousand, so the light here kindled has shone unto many. Yea, in some sort to our whole nation, let the glorious name of Jehovah have all praise. Folks, his name is Jehovah. I am. And I just want, I'm clarifying Jehovah, friends, so you don't get off on the fact that maybe, what, are you talking about Jehovah Witnesses? No, I'm talking about the fact that his name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah. Yahweh. That's his name. So I said, so I did. The Mayflower Compact, which preceded the Declaration of Independence, talking about landmarks. I love this next one. Most people did not know this. On the aluminum tip of the capstone of the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C., is the Latin phrase Laus Deo, which means praise be to God. Along the stairway to the height are 190 carved tributes donated by states, cities, individuals, associations, and foreign governments from foreign governments, friends. The blocks resound with quotations from Scripture talking about the Washington Monument on the way up to the tip, holiness to the Lord, Exodus 28. Search the Scriptures, John 5:39. The memory of the just is blessed, Proverbs 10:7. And such invocations as may heaven to this union continue its benefice. Bet you didn't know that. Well, if you listen to the Sons of Liberty, you do know that, of course. What about Lady Liberty? What's inscribed right under her feet? Liberty enlightening the world. Who's the light of men? What do they mean when they say liberty enlightening the world? Read Isaiah 51. The torch in the statute's right hand is a symbol of freedom. What's the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance, that flame. In her left hand, she holds a tablet. Guess what that tablet is, friends? It is the Declaration of Independence. Let me ask you something, friends. Where did you receive the Statue of Liberty? You received it from the French as a gift. At her feet is a broken chain symbolizing we are a free country. We all know that Thomas Jefferson was asked to make distinction between American government and European government. So what was the distinction? What was the explanation given or definition? Thomas Jefferson said the difference between heaven and hell. We go to the Supreme Court building and we see on the back of the United States Supreme Court building, Moses and the Ten Commandments, a tablet in each hand. Right under him is Justice, the guardian of liberty. The two flags that were flying in the Revolutionary War were appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus. Did you know this? What about that liberty bell? Leviticus 25:10, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? When you again look to your money, you see whose name on there? And this is all starting to make sense now, Bradley. Yeah, I hope it does. Well, let me add to that a little bit, a little more information. 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees, and we all know that Thomas Paine, the least religious signer, was over in France rebuking scientists for not giving just praise to God, because the scientists over there were trying to pull to themselves the praises that were due to God. He was rebuking them. I get it. I'm talking about our founding documents here, friends. I'm not talking about some other country. You know, it's almost like the American people are being so stupefied as to believe that now it's normal for them to believe the way that communists believe. Theodore Roosevelt said a thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education. Of course, God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. God chose 12 stinky fishermen, for the most part, and tax collectors. Because Scripture tells us not many wise are called. Why? Because God will not share His glory with any other. He has a right to it. It was His Son that was sacrificed for the sins of the world. God doesn't owe us anything but damnation. And it's interesting that, you know, when I get the opportunity to preach at churches, which I preach at a lot of them, I got to tell them, listen, we're not hellfire preachers here. We're not to fear hell. I deserve hell. I fear God, and I serve God because I'm so thankful for what Jesus Christ did for me on the cross. That's why I serve God. See, to he who's been forgiven much, loves much. And isn't it interesting, Jesus had to look at the prostitutes and the lowly of the day and say to them, they go into heaven before you do to the religious hypocrites of the day. See, if your head is a half an inch above where it should be, you need to remove it and lower it. Because until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. And that is one lesson no man of God or woman of God will ever get away from. And by the way, it's not one that we want to get away from. It's one we want to learn. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do consider supporting the ministry. 1-866-233-0747. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what I do. See ya.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.